All right, this is hour number three of Govern America. I'm going to kill the bumper music at the top of the this hour because we only have Pat for another few more minutes here. And we have another call there, Pat. Real quickly, before we get to the caller, though, you want to plug your event in California. The folks out there are listening, and you are somewhere near California or maybe in California. You want to talk about where you're going to be presenting and how folks can maybe come and hear your presentation?
Sure, absolutely. I'll be speaking at the California Annual Conference of Eagle Forum. Meets in Sacramento this year, and California Eagle Forum, if they just Google it, they'll find the website that has a registration form on it. I think it's for the two-day event. It's coming up next weekend, Friday and Saturday. The two-day event, I think, is $145, includes food. It's an overnight affair. We've got some great speakers. Well, aside from myself, they got some great speakers lined up. And California is one of the few places that's really engaged the smart grid battle. So, you know,
well,
hats off to them.
They've done a lot of things there.
Yes, it is the land of liberalism. But I'll tell you what, there's a white hot core of people there who are really fighting this stuff. And I'll tell you what's really strange, Darren, is that it's odd. That some of the biggest people or the biggest groups fighting smart grid are environmental groups, are the liberal fringe that has brought a sustainable development. Now, I know they don't understand what they're doing, but they themselves see smart grid as a huge threat, and they're out there protesting with signs on the front line in front of PG&E.
Yeah, fantastic. So is there a website or something people can go to and get that information?
I think it's CaliforniaEagleForum.org or .com.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah. All right, Ron in Missouri. Ron, you'll have to be quick, unfortunately.
Well, it's going to be quick. I have two things. One, I tell everybody, get yourself a 24-volt little transformer, because what I got one is that way I can run my furnace on a real 24-volt off of the smart grid thermostat system, so I already thought ahead. And another idea is this thing that you can only do laundry at night, for an example. If you really want to get a thought in your mind, if you have, say, a mother with baby and they have dirty diapers and you can't do them till in the evening, boy, won't that be an afternoon experience. like my wife, she has an attendant that helps her during the day, not at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that'll really screw up the health care system if you have to have somebody coming back later and doing the whatever, the nursing home facilities and all this other garbage. I mean, you can just see it turn into a great chaotic mess.
What if they have somebody on life support and they accidentally turn your life support off?
Well, they did that. Remember they did that to that guy in Wisconsin about a year ago? They turned him off? And he died. He was on their their low income, whatever you call it, program up there, not to turn the electric off. Well, they made a mistake. They turned him off, and he's gone.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of reasons to not go down this road. And I think as time goes on, and if this thing isn't stopped, it's going to progressively, we're going to start learning more and more reasons to reject this.
And I have one question about that Eagle Forum, too, when you're done. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, we got a minute before the break, and this is a hard break. We got to stick with it.
Well, my 15-second question, is this the same Eagle Forum that's involved with the CMP? That was my question.
It's the Eagle Forum that's headed and founded by Phyllis Schlafly.
That's the one. Yeah, see, that's CMP. You need to get out of that immediately.
Well, he's not really in it. He's just speaking there. Isn't that right, Pat?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I will say this, that there are a lot of local chapters of Eagle Forum that are just great people on a local level doing a great work. Unfortunately, we're just out of time for this segment. You have to run, Pat, right?
I'll be with you one more segment.
Okay, great. You want to hold over, Ron? You got anything else? I guess Ron's gone. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, well, when we come back, we'll continue with Pat Wood. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is Governor America. I appreciate you hanging around with us a little longer there, Pat. I know that you have plans for today and promised us an hour, and you're extending that, and I really appreciate that. You know, it's such an important subject, and I'm glad that we're coming back to this from time to time, because certainly this thing is coming at us like a runaway locomotive. You know, it's going fast and furious, and every engineered crisis only serves to play into their hands to make it go a little faster. And I think we have Doug. I believe it's Doug on the line. Was it Doug?
Hi, this is Craig.
Oh, Craig. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Darren. Very quick question. I just installed one of those new electronic thermostats, and all of a sudden it's an LED or an LCD. It comes up with the Energy Star logo. Now you guys got me thinking. If I wanted to feed the automatic shutoff, should I get rid of this programmable thermostat and go back to a good old manual on-off thermostat?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, because how do you know if the electronics are in there already? Is Energy Star the way they're sneaking it in?
That's part of it, but you'd have to look at the documentation of the unit itself, I think, and you know, to see if it's like smart grid ready.
Oh, okay.
I think that's kind of the key language. If it's smart grid ready,
yeah, they'll probably promote this thing like it's some sort of benefit.
Right. I mean, in Ontario, we're being forced to go to the grid, and it's like, say, if we're paying 6 cents a kilowatt hour now, they say you'll reap the benefits of savings only from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Other than that, like 8 cents a kilowatt hour, 9 cents a kilowatt hour.
Yep.
You know, free tax money to these guys.
Yes. Interestingly, you're in Ontario, Canada, is that right?
Correct.
A plan underfoot right now, not just a plan, the operations of this is underway to connect the smart grids in Canada, U.S., and Mexico to make a unified North American power grid.
Yeah. Here we see it again.
We will all be under the same power authority when this is done. And so your load up in Ontario will be balanced with what we do out here in Washington State, for instance, completely outside of either of our congressional apparatus, you know, parliamentary apparatus.
Oh, I totally understand. We got to wake folks up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great show, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Craig. Thank you so much. Sorry, I got your name wrong there.
No problem there.
You know, Pat, we keep hearing these stories about these EMP possibilities, you know, these electromagnetic pulses. And I just heard a radio show, a mainstream, I think, controlled radio program the other night where they had a guest on talking about this possibility, the likelihood, almost guarantee, I think is how they put it, that at some point we're going to have an electromagnetic pulse and it's going to take down the power grid. And my first thought here is that maybe this is in the cards and maybe this is something that maybe the controllers could be planning at some point as a Hegelian crisis to try to help speed up the process, because let's just say hypothetically that they get a lot of resistance to their plan, or it's not moving along quick enough. Perhaps they could somehow pull this off and use it to destroy the existing power grid, because out of the ashes of disorder, they create their order. You know, I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that the crisis, that the only crisis they need right now is at hand with the economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked about this too much, but we're slipping back into the grips of Great Depression too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not going to be over for a number of years. And during that period of time, there will be people begging for a solution to the economic pressure. And, you know, let me point out that the only reason that people aren't aware, you know, like where are the soup lines, people say, if we're in a depression, the only reason that we don't see soup lines across America right now is because food stamps have replaced the soup line.
Yeah.
And right now, the difference between, in February 2007, there was only 26 million people in America on food stamps. That was pretty atrocious as it is. Today, there's almost 43 million people on food stamps. That's an increase in just 3 or 4 years, to where now 14% of all of American households are on food stamps. 14%!
Yeah, that's incredible.
If it wasn't for food stamps, we would have soup lines in America like they had during the Great Depression. And that's a false read. You know, when people think, oh, there's, you know, we're not that bad off. Oh, yes, we are.
And you've touched upon something that I've been saying on this program for quite some time, and that is that they have masked the effects of this depression, and I do call it a depression, by paying people, by continuing to have the liquid money flowing from on high. But as we hit this crisis deeper, you know, the debt ceiling, we just hit that. So supposedly they can't borrow anymore, so now we're going to have the Federal Reserve, I guess, continuing to inflate the money supply, expanding the money, and creating pockets of inflation. And then here we come full circle back to the deflationary thing. You lay out the case, I think, pretty well for that we're already in a deflationary depression.
Well, we are. Debt is being reduced around the world at a record rate. You know, Americans have lost almost, even with the rally in the stock market this last year, have lost something like $8 trillion since 2007. Where'd that $8 trillion go? Well, mm-hmm. it went up in smoke with foreclosures and with bankruptcies and with defaults on houses and businesses defaulting and so on. That's real money. That's not funny money. That disappearance of wealth is real money to every American like you and I. And with the continued destruction of debt around the world, like Greece and Spain and Portugal and other countries in Europe and the America, you know, even in the United States, looking at defaulting at some point now, when this debt goes poof, the credit bubble collapses. That's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And as this credit bubble collapses, that's by definition what deflation is. And Bernanke and all the central bankers in the world have been completely impotent to reflate the credit bubble. They cannot do it. That's why they're running scared right now. They put the money out there, but nobody wants to borrow it, you see. And so people continue to go bankrupt, and companies and commercial real estate, and the credit bubble keeps deflating, and they keep pumping air back into it, thinking that, oh, we can reflate this tire. But I'll tell you what, if you get a flat tire and it's got a hole in it, you can sit there with your hand pump until the cows come home. You're not going to pump that tire back up.
That's a good point. Very good analogy, too.
And that's what's happening right now. They cannot overcome the credit deflation that's already set in and, you know, been active for the last 3 years.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned in your webinar that I watched, and people can get that on your website at augustforecast.com, right?
I haven't posted it yet. It was only for subscribers, but I'm thinking about posting it soon.
Okay, very good. One thing that you mentioned is something that Ben Bernanke has come out and actually said that their goal in this whole quantitative easing thing was to create inflation. And I kind of made a big deal about that on the program at one time, you know, not too long ago, you know, when I read that, because it's like it's right there in your face, people. This is exactly when he comes out and says they want to create inflation. I mean, that's quite an admission.
Well, the actual truth is what he was saying has been revealed recently by articles that have come out with direct quotes from the Fed. Is that they were QE2 was a measure to fight off deflation, not to create necessarily to create inflation. They were, and it of course says doublespeak. I realize that, but what the real motive was to avoid a deflationary spiral, and they have said that precisely in the last 2 weeks. Which is, this is what I said when they started in the first place, that they're concerned about deflation, not inflation. But the way they told it to the public, it's like, oh, well, we're going to try and create inflation. Well, of course, that would be an offset to deflation. But they didn't tell it like it was. They mm-hmm. were scared of deflation, and now it's actually come out where, yes, we can document that that's what was on their mind when they started QE2. And you know what? They were completely impotent. It failed. Whatever they were trying to do with QE2, it was a miserable flop. And now we're starting to see the real estate market's headed back down, the stock market's headed back down, the European debt crisis is going to spark a global meltdown with sovereign debt. It's failed completely, Darren. Mm-hmm. And there's no other QE anything that's going to come after this that's going to be any more effective than the one they tried before.
Well, you know, we're living Keynesian economics here, you know, where it seems like they think that we can somehow spend ourselves into prosperity. You know, and this guy had, I think, like 8 months of formal economic training, and he flunked out of everything. You know, the guy was a complete failure, but let's build our whole society on what he, you know, on his failed economic ideas.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. But
the Fed has no tools for deflation, is my point. There is no effective tool to offset deflation.
Yeah, we're certainly got to be aware of this stuff, and certainly we'll talk about more when you get back from your conference, right?
You betcha, and we'll do a repeat on this and really explain the deflationary thing, because I know people are just like, well, I don't get it. You know, how can this happen? It needs to be, we need some time just to explain it step by step so that people really get it.
Well, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. We'll be back, folks.
You're welcome. God bless.
Skin, acne. Well, against the better judgment.
Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Darren Weeks, as we continue on here, appreciate Pat Wood coming on with us. And by the way, his websites, once again, are augustforecast.com. That's a subscription-based, forward-looking website. And also augustreview.com, where he has a lot of very good, important white papers, research papers on the Trilateral Commission and various other topics. So you can find out and get up to speed on as to who we're talking about when we're talking about the they behind the globalists. All right, we have another call here, and we'll go ahead and take the call, and then we're going to continue on with some other information. I want to revisit the Panasonic smart grid community that's being built in Japan, too, folks. I was actually going to cover that later on in the program. I think that's it's very frightening. It's very important, though, to for people to understand and be wise to this, because I guess Alan Watt has been talking about this on this network, but I don't know that anybody else has been discussing this to any great extent. So it's something that we want to keep revisiting from time to time, and certainly corporate fascism is a part of this whole thing as this community is being built, and certainly reinventing government is the privatization thing we talked about earlier on in the program, turning everything over to the corporations. And And that's what we're looking at. All right. Let's go to New Mexico, and we have E.T. in New Mexico.
Hi. I just plug RBN. I think RBN is great. Everyone should support RBN during this pledge drive. And RBN makes mainstream media look like a drooling lunatic in a pad itself. So support RBN.
I appreciate that. Is that all you wanted to say there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah, I appreciate that. And since he brought it up, and we certainly do need to mention it, folks, we are in a pledge drive. And it is possible to pay $10, $20 per month for the archives. The regular price is $1.33, but you can pay extra for the archives. And also they have the RBN business cards for $10 per 100. Comes with free bumper stickers and a free copy of America from Freedom to Fascism, which was produced by the late Aaron Russo. Excellent documentary to wake people up. Anyway, give what you can, folks. There's a lot of outdated equipment that needs to be replaced. And I can tell you, as somebody who has worked in broadcasting for many, many years in a professional capacity, broadcast equipment is not cheap. We had tape machines at the TV stations I've worked. You know, these things cost about as much as a small house would, okay? Now, radio equipment can vary drastically in price. A lot of the radio equipment, believe it or not, is still made in the States. That may be changing, I don't know, but at least for now, that seems to be the case. But support the network. They need your help. They need your support to replace the ailing equipment, and it's very expensive to run a network. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of the phone costs. You're dealing with personnel that have to be paid. You're dealing with overhead of the building, leasing the building. So give what you can, folks. RepublicBroadcasting.org is where you go to donate if you want to donate online. And the snail mail address is Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas. And the postal zone is 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can also call during business hours and pledge your support over the phone at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And this is money that they need to raise above and beyond normal operating costs. I mean, it costs thousands of dollars a month just to run the phones, and you got the electricity and everything. I'm sure you can imagine a well-run network is not, it costs money. And certainly there are advertisers that help out, and I encourage you to support the advertisers on this network. There's an effort here to present you with advertisers, pair you with advertisers that can actually help in the areas that you need for your personal preparedness. And certainly Freeze-Dried Guy is one of those. Everyone needs to have a storage supply of food. You need to be looking at that. And Freeze-Dried Guy does some excellent work. They've been out there for many years. They're not one of these fly-by-night companies that capitalize upon, a sudden demand. But you need to try to make yourself available to that and utilize that while you can. I think there's going to get to be a point when these storage foods and things like that are going to be difficult to find. Food in general is going up in price across the board. Even if you can't do that, you need to prepare yourself by buying a little extra at the store each week, because, folks, we're coming up to a point where there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. There may be food at the store, but you may not be able to afford it at some point. All right, we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll continue. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Once again, is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and we track the news throughout the week, folks. You can certainly find out what's going on there by going there every day, and also our Twitter feed, twitter.com/governamerica. We have lots of information there. In fact, we have more information there than we do even on the main website. Everything that's there on the website, we have some extra stuff that's added to our Twitter feed as well. Check out all that at governamerica.com, as well as various links. Keep in mind, we have the new link for the we had Dr. Kaufman on, Bill Kaufman, and he was the professor, if you'll recall, at the University of Michigan that was exposing the communist Chinese delegations that were coming in when he was a professor there, and he was actually forced out because of his exposure to that, his attempts at exposing what was going on over there. I just got another email from him this morning, actually, where there was nose cone technology on different military military aircraft that he connects with the delegation that was coming over from communist China. This is just something that he found on one of their university websites over in communist China. So everything they're developing over there, this is technology that they have stolen or have lifted through the course of their delegations coming here. And, of course, we talked a lot about the colonization process that's going on right here in this country with these communist Chinese coming in. We'll touch on that as this hour continues to progress. But getting back to this technocracy idea for just a minute here, as we were talking with Pat Wood a moment ago, this Panasonic City, a Popular Science has this article out, Panasonic plans to build a sustainable smart town in Japan by 2014. Now, this is just a couple of years away, just a few years away that they want to do this, folks. We're already halfway through 2011. They're talking about even as Fukushima continues to belch out radiation, they're talking already about the rebuilding process and rebuilding it in a sustainable manner. Now, we've talked a lot about weather modification and the storms and the earthquakes and the floods and the droughts and the various things that, well, the droughts not so much, but the floods and the wildfires that we have going on all over the place right now. Clearing the land is necessary if you want to rebuild in a sustainable manner in a widespread basis. Certainly, whether or not the tsunami over there was set off is, at this point, inconsequential. Ultimately, the plan is to rebuild, and when it's rebuilt, it will be rebuilt in accordance with sustainable development, because that has been the plan for the 21st century. It's a UN plan. And if you don't know about it, you need to learn about it. You can get to all that information. There's a video up on the website which explains Agenda 21. I think it's called Agenda 21 for Dummies. Not that you're a dummy, but that's what it's called. It'll get you up to speed quickly. That's the point. Most of you, I'm sure, are well aware. But technocracy, it all makes sense, folks, that this efficiency system, it's all being built to make things efficient from their management standpoint. And this article from Popular Science, I read the first paragraph earlier about how they said that it's going to be a 47-acre, 1,000-home smart town with energy and eco-conscious considerations leading the development. I really believe that this is a test city. I believe that if this is successful, they're going to expand this every place. They say the idea isn't to create a town stripped to the bare minimum energy usage. Rather, by building the Fujisawa Sustainable Smart Town, Fujisawa City in Kanagawa Prefecture, being the larger urban area here, with a next-gen power generation and power-saving infrastructure from the ground up, the companies plan to show just how green a town can be when various technologies are stacked together and work in unison. Now, I don't think it should be lost on anyone here the fact that this is being built by a corporation. When you live in a town that's built by a corporation, then who controls the town? Is it not the corporation? Who controls, you know, certainly there's a whole series of videos, documentaries on the corporation nation. And they point out in those documentaries about the fact that all of our towns and cities, well, most of them today are incorporated. But this has taken that concept even up a step higher in that we're going to have commercial entities literally controlling our towns if they get their way. Now, I've talked about how here in Michigan, we have the emergency management, emergency financial managers legislation that was passed, where literally already up in Benton Harbor here in Michigan, the governor has declared a basically a state of martial law, and he's put in charge a corporation to govern that town. Now, with the influx of communist Chinese nationals coming to this country, ladies and gentlemen, are we going to be ruled by communist Chinese corporations, front companies? Are they the ones that are going to be building these smart communities, these smart towns? I don't know. But we've certainly entered the era of a brave new world. And I don't think I like what I'm seeing here very well. This article says the idea, as such, the Fujisawa SST, as it's called, won't necessarily be home to never-before-seen cutting-edge technologies, but to a variety of common green tech staples that, despite their availability, are expensive to retrofit in older buildings and towns. For instance, every roof structure will be embedded with modern solar panel technology that both powers the house and banks unused energy in a home-based storage battery. Now, none of this really is bad in and of itself. I mean, solar technology certainly isn't bad. And using it widespread, you know, you think it almost kind of makes sense. The difficulty is taking this to the point where you're going to have all of the control devices in place. Under the guise of saving energy, they'll control your energy supply, as we were talking about earlier. Transportation infrastructure will be designed with electric vehicles in mind. Network sensors all over town will control things like public lighting, ensuring wattage doesn't go to waste via a local smart grid. And there you have it. Same terminology, listeners. Basically, Fujisawa SST is envisioned as a bottom-up approach to energy efficiency, a green village built from scratch with modern green technology rather than less efficient older technology. Panasonic wants to build it and use it as a template. And see what I said earlier? That it's going to spread to other areas? They say Panasonic wants to use it as a template for other larger communities in Japan and elsewhere. If all goes as planned, the community will start receiving residents in March of 2014 and finish filling up its houses by 2018. So there you have it. What we're talking about here isn't some kind of futuristic thing that's far, far into the future. They're building it right now. The plans are already laid, and they're already building upon the foundation. And every single crisis that we have, from floods, wildfires, and various other things, earthquakes, you name it, clears the land so that they can turn around and rebuild in a sustainable manner, just like that document, Sustainable Development and Natural Hazards Mitigation, that we have in the weather section at governamerica.com. Moving along here from techeye.net, we see politicians debate the Internet of Things. Another thing we just talked about here a moment ago with Pat. They say a senior politician has compared machine-to-machine communications, or M2M, to the name of the Eurovision Song Contest band, Edward Vasey, whose business card has to accommodate parliamentary under a Secretary of State, culture, communications, and creative industries, business, innovation, and skills as a job title, said he He only found out yesterday that cars can have IP addresses. Cars can have IP addresses. He said M2M is the Internet of Things and is the only the new thing of the Internet. It is something that people are now starting to talk about, he said. The possibilities of the Internet of Things are almost limitless, and they will transform how we live our lives. Does that sound a little bit revolutionary, listeners? Avizi speaking at an IPv6 World Day, and it's kind of interesting, the IPv6. You know, they say we're running out of Internet addresses because they got all these mobile devices and everything, so now they have to upgrade to IP version 6. Well, look how many additional addresses they're going to have for all of these Internet of Things. It's all going to be connected and interconnected. He was speaking at this IPv6 World Day and explained IPv6 to a gaggle of enraptured politicos. He said, at the moment, we use Internet Protocol version 4 or IPv4, and we are about to run out of IPv4 addresses. I do not want anyone to panic about that for a moment. But this autumn, the wholesale sale of the Internet, of Internet addresses in Europe, will come to an end. And in the next 2 years, we will experience a shortage. Consequently, we need to move to IPv6, which is a longer string of digits. He said that moving from IPv4 to IPv6 is like moving from a golf ball to the sun. He says, I learned today something that is pretty obvious once you're told about it, namely that every new car that is sold has its own Internet address. Did you hear that, folks? Evidently, according to what he's saying, they already have their own Internet address to allow it to communicate with computers. There will also be e-health, smart cities, and many other variations of things. Ericsson, I believe they're talking about the corporation. Ericsson thinks we will need 50 billion IP addresses by 2010 to cope with the Internet of Things. Businesses will need to get on top of the change to IPv6 in the next few years. In fact, the slogan that I came up with this morning, he says, which I thought was rather neat, was don't panic, but do start to prepare. The Internet of Things needs more spectrum. In March, just after the budget, we published our detailed plans to release 500 megahertz of public sector spectrum below 5 gigahertz by 2020. I think, listeners, maybe this is what perhaps the technology that we've seen shift from the analog television to the digital. Maybe this has something to do with that, freeing up all that spectrum. I don't know. I mean, that's just speculation on my part. But he's talking about here frequency spectrum being allocated to some of this. I highly doubt the FCC did this, modernized the technology, and went through all this hassle, opening up this can of worms so you can watch your football games in a higher definition. I highly doubt that they did this with your entertainment needs in mind. Nothing is ever really done for your benefit today. Everything that's done is sold to you for your benefit, but there's an ulterior motive to it all. And I suspect that what we're seeing with this digital transformation had that underlying purpose in mind of technocracy. Anyway, he says that will be a complex task, this task of releasing 500 megahertz of public sector spectrum below 5 gigahertz. He says it'll bring together a number of government departments. We must also ensure that the spectrum that we make available is internationally compatible and that we make it available with the minimum of disruption to the public sector, be it transport, security, or defense. He said, I am confident that UFCOM's approach to innovation and to spectrum management will continue to take account of its duties and will be both proportional and appropriate. It is important to recognize that machine to machine. So anyway, that's the TechEye.net column about the Internet of Things. And I'm sure that you can do an Internet search and find a million of these types of articles. It's coming. It's not just coming, folks. It's here. Now, in the waning moments of the program, I want to cover some other things. Earlier, we were talking about Homeland Security. We're talking about the fact that the Homeland Security Department said they're moving away from some of the domestic terrorism warnings. Well, we got a sheriff department that evidently didn't get that memo. And they're in a Texas county. We'll talk about that and other things in a final segment. We got a couple more segments. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
We're back. This is Govern America, final segment here. You know, sometimes these programs actually take on a kind of a direction of their own. I was up for several hours last night preparing various things to talk about here on this program, and the subject of technocracy came up again, and it's one of these things that just just needs to be talked about. Awareness needs to be raised about it. And from a Homeland Security standpoint, ladies and gentlemen, you can see how they can keep an eye on everything that you do. And in a day and age where we're seeing our Department of Homeland Security issuing these warnings about domestic terrorism, how everybody's being defined as a terrorist today, even returning military from war zones are being defined as terrorist groups or potential terrorists. Everybody, half the country they've defined as potential domestic terrorists. Who are the ones that are being terrorized? And in the meantime, we got these Department of Homeland Security funded fusion centers all over the country right now being built in various cities and various places. And they're funding local sheriff and police departments. And they're collecting intelligence on the populations. From KSAT, we see Bandera County Sheriff's Office issues domestic terrorism warning. Law enforcement agency concerned radical anti-government groups may be moving into the area. They say the Bandera County Sheriff's Office issued a warning Thursday. And this is dated June 9th, so this is just very recent. The citizens about an anti-government movement known for acts of domestic terrorism. The law enforcement agency said followers of the, hold your breath, folks, the sovereign citizen movement have been known to carry out violent acts, including killing law enforcement officers and other public servants. The sheriff's office told KSAT, Channel 12 News, the warning was prompted by a recent shooting death of Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Kenneth Van. He says, we have domestic terrorism right at our doorstep. Now, this isn't a murder. No, this is domestic terrorism. Folks, you can define any crime as domestic terrorism. You know, any murder can be a terrorist act today. So we're going to start categorizing these things in accordance with, this is just another effort to lump people into a massive group for the purpose of profiling everyone and painting everyone with a broad brush. That's what I think is going on here. They say the law enforcement agency said followers of the sovereign citizen movement have been known to carry out violent acts. Well, I don't see this happening every place. Do you? There may be a handful of people that go off the bandwagon and do crazy things, but there have always been that. we're out of time. If you enjoyed the program, folks, I hope that you'll support the network. I hope that you'll pledge your support at this time where they need it. I do hope you'll tell other folks about this program and about this network. We need to grow. We need to expand our numbers. We need to expand our reach. We need to reach more people. And the only way to do that is to keep the thing going, keep it sounding good, keep it thriving. Republicbroadcasting.org. And give you as much as you can. And until next week, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Phil Pods Derek's up next on the network, and I'll be back again next week. Not sure what we'll be doing, but I'm sure it'll be good. Stay with join us again next week. God bless you, folks. See you later.